Governance. The National Government Administrative Offices, NGAOs, have been sensitized on the implementation and status report of the government development projects like affordable housing, national tree growing campaign and others. Additionally, they were taken through the implementation of the presidential directive to combat illicit alcohol and drug abuse to ensure the nation is free from the menace which poses serious threats to health and security. The Deputy County Commissioners, DCCs, presented status reports on the government projects and implementation of the presidential directive across the 6 sub-counties where they reported remarkable achievements and progress in the implementation of the government projects. Uasin Gishu County Commissioner Dr. Edison Nyale lauded the exercise courtesy of Reinvent Kenya as said the government is keen to know the status of the ongoing projects. He noted that the government is currently embracing a societal approach to how the projects are impacting the lives of the local communities, in line with the bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, pillars. He further indicated that NGAOs should have elaborate information and understanding of the government projects, to be able to communicate the agenda of the government to the members of the public, to help counter misinformation and propaganda that misleads the people, regarding the projects. Dr. Nyale said the county has done well in projects and more particularly in fighting illicit brew as per the president's directive. Following the presidential directive on the fight against illicit brew and other narcotics, a number of initiatives were put in place including a Rapid Results Initiative, RRI, and with collaborated efforts from the County Multi-Agency Committee that has led to the netting of 26,437 litres of Changa, 185,148 litres of Kingara, 39,232 litres of Bisar, and 7,245 rolls and 2,200 stems of Bang, he noted. The administrative officers were also educated on administrative justice and alternative dispute resolution, ADR, through court-annexed mediation to enable residents to get access to justice on time. In his remarks, the presiding judge Eldoret High Court Justice Ruben Nyakundi, who graced the event, reiterated the crucial role played by the administrative offices of government in terms of mediation, noting that that will help in supporting alternative justice system, AJS, through ADR in order to reduce backlog of cases in courts, particularly on succession matters. He hinted on training of the NGAOs on mediation matters to enable them settle disputes on succession, land and others, since they are ones with closeness to the members of the community. The exercise, which is sponsored by Reinvent Kenya in partnership with the national government, intends to ensure and promote high level of diligence and accountable service delivery closer to the community.